أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب قد جاءكم رسولنا يبين لكم كثيرا مما كنتم تخفون من الكتاب ويعفو عن كثير. قد جاءكم من الله نور وكتاب مبين. The ayat we had started yesterday, in which Allah Ta'ala addresses the Ahl al-Kitab, all of them, the Jews and the Christians also, and that Allah Ta'ala explains to them that a Rasul has come to you who explains to you many things which you people are hiding away. That is, they are in your Kitab, but you are hiding it away. And the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could never have known about these things by studying their kitabs, because he was Rasul Nabiya Ummi. He was unlettered, uneducated. Nobody taught him. So he could not have studied their kitabs and found out these things. The only way was that Allah Ta'ala had informed him that he was a Nabi. From Nabahun, that is, Allah Ta'ala informs. Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of all the things which they are hiding away, like that of qisas, that is, taking an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This law was in the Torah and in Injil also, but they had removed it from there. Similarly, the ayat of rajam, to stone to death, a person who commits adultery, that also they had removed, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed them about this. So that was clear proof that he was a Nabi. So Allah Ta'ala says further, وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And there are many things which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overlooks, or many things that he overlooks. His object is not to humiliate and disgrace them, but his object is to bring them onto Hidayah, that they can see clearly which is the right path and the path that leads towards Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. From there we also learn that any person who we encounter, family member, friend, neighborhood, whoever it is, and that person is not on the right path, it isn't to humiliate that person, to disgrace that person in front of everyone. Whatever few things that we have to tell that person, that come right, give up your wrong thing, it is for his good. It isn't to humiliate and disgrace him. And in fact, nothing should be said to disgrace and humiliate a person. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ. بے شک تمہارے پاس آئی ہے اللہ کے طرف سے روشنی اور کتاب ظاہر کرنے والی. Undoubtedly to you people, the اہل کتاب, from Allah Ta'ala a نور has come. And that Noor is Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that Noor, Kitabu Mubin, or Kitab Zahir Karnewani. And a Kitab that makes everything very clear. So this has come to you for your hidayat. The Nabi Ali sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Sarafa, an embodiment of Noor. He has come to you, and you can clearly see from his life that he has come to guide us, and his teachings are only full of nur and only goodness. Things as it will come in the ayat in front, that will take you out of darkness and bring you into light. Those are fully the embodiment of the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And together with that, he has come with a kitabun mubin, a kitab, the Quran Sharif, which is a clear kitab, and makes manifest and makes clear all the true things also. So any person who reads the Quran Sharif will get a clear message from there. So in the second part of the ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains the character and attitude of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, The one he's ya'fu an kathir. He overlooks many things. He doesn't mention everything to you. And only that which is enough to bring you on to hidayah. And that Allah Ta'ala has sent Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam as a nur, as a source of guidance. Light is such a thing, wherever there is light, it leads a person towards righteousness. And also the kitab with kitabi mubin, the clear kitab which makes the message of Allah Ta'ala very clear. So this was Allah Ta'ala sent the message for the Ahl Kitab, and it is in the Quran Sharif for us also, that we also take a lesson from here, and we also follow the Quran Sharif and the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for our salvation and our hidayah. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah.